Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, a classic tale. How do you feel to be a part of it?
I just feel it's one of the best stories ever. I mean, it stands the test of time because everybody knows it. Certainly it's Seven Dwarfs, it's Snow White, but they don't necessarily know the rest of it. I mean, they know that, you know, there's a horrible queen and she wants to poison, but most people know that it consists of triumph over, you know, bad at the end. And I just really like doing Snow White. It's one of my favourites. It's a great part.
You've done so much panto as well. Is it really one of your favourite Snow White?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I adore Aladdin. That's what, probably the favourite of mine, because I just like all that. And I also like Cinderella, which I did, which is fabulous. Jack and the Beanstalk is always a fabulous one. But this one here, although it's got the elements of slapstick and everything else as well, because obviously the audience love to have, you know, colour and movement, don't they? We're always aware that we've got to keep the story going. Because let's face it, darling, children these days, when they've got their iPads and the this, that, the other, and the games they play, you know, you can't afford to be stilted. You've got to drive it along. And I think it's got everything in it, to be honest.
You've done, obviously, so much throughout your career. Do you have any kind of favourite in theatre or TV?
Well, obviously, I absolutely adored Heidi High because, I mean, I was very fortunate, you know, like we all were, to get a part like that was so popular, fabulous. And I love the element of TV because you do it actually like theatre, though. Do you know what I'm saying, Dan? Because you have a studio audience. It was never canned laughter then. So you could almost imagine that you're on stage. Stage is my favourite form of communication. The only thing is, it's because it's immediate, you see. You do it. It's not like you do a recording of a series or even a one-off show and you think, blimey, did that a year ago. That seems years and years ago. But you know what? To be honest, darling, you find you adapt. You just adapt to what form of entertainment you have to do. And obviously, if they still want you to do, you know, live entertainment or any kind of entertainment, it's always nice. It's always nice to be offered a job, dear.
So tell us a little bit about your character in Snow White.
Well, she is actually the evil queen. She never seems to have a name. Do you know what I mean? Some people say, oh, hello, Queenie. Hey, how dare you call me Queenie? You know, she's very imperious and... And when she starts people off by saying, come along then, let's all do it and have a happy time. I don't mean the audience, I mean the guys on stage. And then, you know, we're all having a lovely time. And then she immediately says, how dare you? Stop having fun. You know, so she's a bit like that. But she can be quite evil. She really, really does believe that she's going to be usurped. And when the mirror says, you know, I've seen someone else now who takes your title. What do you mean? And then when she finds out it's Snow White, she thinks, right, I'm out to get you, dear. So all the way through, you can see this underlining. She's quite cruel, quite cruel. But then, of course, she gets her comeuppance, darling, afterwards, because she gets the prince kisses her. And that means that she comes out of her deep, deep sleep, you see. So, of course, she gets her comeuppance. And then I won't tell you what happens to the queen, but obviously, you know, the baddie... Marvellous. She's thwarted at the end, like any good panto. You know, good triumphs over evil, babe.
Is it enjoyable playing someone wicked now and again?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because it shows, you know, you've got sort of different dimensions. It's, you know, it's no good just doing gag after gag. I think especially if you're telling a story and you are a characterful, like Muddles is, or, you know, even the Prince or Snow White, you know, you've got to be evil. It's no good just, you know, just doing half-heartedness. I mean, I really don't mind. I want the kids to cry. I think it's fabulous when the kids are taken out. I think, ha-ha, great, my first victim. You know what I mean?